Today on Rock and the Suburbs.
Slacker grunge, whatever that is, but to me, just a heavier form of power pop.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Lanahan, I want to welcome you to this episode of our music podcast. It is new music time. That's right. We are doing new music from June 2026. And I want to say a big thanks to Jim for getting the new music train rolling yesterday with a great episode featuring music from Jack White, Mickey Dolenz, Julia Jacqueline Mesh, Slow Pulp, and the band Wishy, which seems to have gotten a lot of thumbs up around here. And you're going to hear a little more from Slow Pulp on today's episode. I love it when the minds mesh. But if you have new music picks and you'd like to submit them, get them in this week. No problem. We are in the middle of preparing for Suburbs Fest, so we haven't been too good about getting the word out there for a new music deadline, but send your picks in by this week, end of the week, and we can definitely get them out there. I want to thank those who have already sent in picks, but they just want to let you know there is still time, and we'd love to have anybody contribute who would like to do so. Always interested to hear new music picks, and I know a lot of our listeners really value the picks and the choices that our listenership brings up. And speaking of our listenership, when it's time to do new music, we must start off with the OG of new music, Stephen Routledge.
He's got it. The man.
Hi Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from back home in Stirling this month. Safely home after an epic 2,500-mile road trip to Sweden and back. Hope everybody enjoyed my road trip report and Nicholas and my picks from his music room. It was great to visit and stay with Nicholas and his family. Although it must be noticed that Sweden is very empty compared to the UK. On to June new music. Going full indie rock catnip this month, starting with Better Man by Slow Pulp. This isn't a cover of the Pearl Jam Vitology era classic, but the lead single from forthcoming album Melody. As I alluded to a minute ago, this is a prime slice of indie rock, utilising distorted guitars, synth, impassioned vocals, and just enough left field weirdness to keep things interesting.
We'll be right back.
second choice is Japanese band Trooper Salute. My pick is the title track of their new album, and if Tim Hoffman and Trip Bacon's Bet Halves want to cover their ears at this point, I'll take a very long run-up at pronouncing it. Tomodachi Gai Mashita. I think I made it. Anyway, the album is extremely interesting and has so many varying influences, from jungle pop to the Phil Spector wall of sound, symphonic rock, indie rock, straight-ahead pop, and even jazz at times, leavened with some nice soaring guitar work. This is the sort of album I can imagine the alleged tastemakers over at Pitchfork disappearing up their own fundaments over. Me, I just like the melody, ambition and weirdness, even if I have no idea what they're singing about. This track in particular builds to a huge Hey Jude-style sing-along finish with more noisy lead guitar work poured on top. Well, that'll do for this month, and as ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. Till then, be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my new music picks for June. My album of the month comes from the Montreal band Knitting and is called Souvenir. It's the band's second full-length album. They've been described as slacker grunge, whatever that is, but to me, just a heavier form of power pop. I suggest playing the final track on the album, Sequel. Start. My song of the month is If You Change by Whittlespeak. That is off their terrific new album, Roses. Whittlespeak is relatively new to me, but they've been around for 15 years, and Roses is their seventh album. The band consists of guitarist and singer Molly Hamilton and Robert Earl Thomas, and they're based in Brooklyn. If you like Mazzy Star, then you'll like Whittlespeak, because both bands share a lot of similarities. One other June album I want to highlight is the debut album from Quiet Houses called We're All in Love. Quiet Houses is a duo consisting of Jamie Stewart and Hannah Elliott, and they're based in Manchester, England. They're described as dream pop and even indie folk, but I see them more as a straight-ahead indie rock band with chiming guitars and lots of reverb. I suggest playing the opening track, I Don't Want to Know How It Ends. That's it for me. I hope everyone's having a great summer, and I look forward to hearing everyone else's picks. Cheers.
Noted that Sweden is very empty compared to the UK.